Chapter 22. Scourge knew he had to act quickly. With long, rapid strides, he marched from the cave to the waiting speeder and took to the air, heading back to Kos City. He'd promised the Jedi he would return to the cave within one day, but that wasn't his biggest concern. Setchel had set up the meeting and maneuvered Scourge into taking Murtaugh with him. No doubt he was eagerly awaiting for the security chief's report on what happened. He had to find Setchel and deal with him before the advisor became suspicious. Setchel would most likely be at the Nexus room, enjoying a selection of fine wines while waiting for Murtaugh to call in. As a Sith Lord, Scourge had access to the facility, but he didn't want to confront Setchel in a public setting. He brought his speeder in for a landing a block away from the club, jumped out, and walked to the building. The slave on duty greeted him as he entered the lobby.
Welcome, my lord,
the young human said, bowing low.
I have a message for Setchel, Scourge told him.
Of course, my lord. Follow me.
As the slave turned to enter the club, Scourge reached out a hand and grabbed him by the shoulder.
I did not say I wished to speak with him, he hissed. I said I had a message.
Forgive me, master,
the slave stammered, obviously terrified.
Please, tell me what you wish me to do.
Wait until I leave,
Scourge explained slowly, as if he were talking to a simpleton.
Then tell Setchel that Murtaugh needs to meet him. He'll know where.
He stared down at the slave.
Do you understand?
The slave nodded, his eyes wide with fear.
Do not tell him I was here,
Scourge instructed.
Do not mention me at all. Simply deliver the message. If you fail me, I will have them flay the flesh from your bones.
They both knew it was not an idle threat. By right, Scourge could inflict any punishment he chose on a disobedient slave. Of course, the young man would also be punished if anyone discovered he had lied to a member of the club. But Scourge had far more important things to worry about than the fate of an insignificant slave. The young man stood, still and silent, knowing anything he said could only make things worse. Scourge turned and left the club. Once outside, he ducked around a nearby corner where he could watch the door.